With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Five teenagers are facing charges after a fight in downtown Chatham spread to some bystanders as well. Reporter Matt Weaverink has the latest from Chatham-Kent Police.
CK police say they arrested the five youths aged 14 to 17 after they were called to the corner of King Street and Wellington Street just after 1:45 this morning for a report of a physical altercation. Police say the initial call indicated there were also approximately eight youths involved, and once officers arrived, they also learned some bystanders who had tried to intervene were assaulted by some of the youths. A 14-year-old boy, a 15-year-old boy, a 17-year-old boy, and two 15-year-old girls were all arrested in the case. They're each facing two counts of assault now. They were all later released with conditions and a court date in April. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank.
School snack programs say they're in dire need of funds and supplies. Student nutrition programs across Ontario say that even doubling the funding from $32.2 million to $64.4 million may not be enough to meet the rising demand for service. A spokesperson for the Southwest region of the Ontario Student Nutrition Program says an additional $5 million that the provincial government invested in the fall worked out to about $4.30 per participating student for the entire year. One healthy snack costs on average $1.50. Provincial officials say they're still waiting on details about a federally funded program. Home sales seem to be picking up in Chatham-Kent. The local Realtors Association says 83 homes changed hands in CK last month, which is up 36% compared to last year. At the same time, the average price is lower than it has been in recent years. The average price of the homes that sold locally last month was around $409,000. A new report says the average asking price for a rental unit in Canada is up about 10.5% year over year. The Toronto Star says the average price for a one-bedroom unit in February was around $1,900 a month, while the average for a two-bedroom unit was almost $2,300. It gets even worse if you compare it to just 2 years ago. The report from Rentals.ca and Urban Nation says rental prices in Canada have increased by a total of 21% overall from the same time in 2022. In sports, the already depleted Toronto Raptors will be without Emmanuel Quickley, Chris Boucher, and Gary Trent Jr. tonight as they stop in Denver to play the Nuggets. The Pistons continue their homestand with a matchup against Charlotte. Just four games in the NHL tonight. Only one Canadian team is in action. The Winnipeg Jets host the Washington Capitals. The schedules have been released for the second round in the PJHL playoffs. The Blenheim Blades will face Essex, while the Wheatley Olmsted Sharks will play Lakeshore. Both series kick off tomorrow night. And in baseball spring training today, the Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 9-2. While the Detroit Tigers beat the Houston Astros 5-3. The forecast, a few clouds will roll in overnight. The low is 5 degrees. Tomorrow looks sunny with some gusty winds in the morning and a high of 16. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 9 heading into Wednesday. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.